What's up, everybody, and welcome to the very first Behind the Dish radio podcast. I am your host, Pat Sims, and we've got a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about today. Obviously, we don't have a whole lot of time. This isn't like a radio show where you got 3 or 4 hours, but let me just give you a little bit of an idea of what this is all about, why I'm doing this, and what we're going to be doing. First of all, this is a podcast. This is basically just me throwing myself out there on the internet, on iTunes, whatever I can get myself on, so that you guys can hear me. Because it's going to be fun. We're going to do a lot of cool stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun. Today's just going to be kind of basic, just so you got to kind of get to know what I'm up to. But anyway, what I'm doing is I'm trying to get myself on the air. I'm trying to get Behind the Dish Radio on the air. And one of the best ways that you as a listener of this podcast can do that is by joining me on Facebook and Twitter. You can join my Facebook, look up my screen name, which is BTD Radio, or you can look up the email address that you can also email at, me at, and that is btdradio@yahoo.com. You'll see my name, Patrick Sims. You go ahead and add me as a friend. Also on Twitter, you can find me again under BTD Radio. So at BTD Radio for Twitter. Follow me on both of them. Show your support. We're going to do whatever we can to try to get me on the air. All right. Some of the things we're going to do today are going to be we're going to start our first ever Weird Laws podcast. So what we're going to do is basically we're going to pick a state every time I do a podcast, and we're going to read through some of the weird laws that are actually do exist, and some of them are active today still, some of them aren't, but it's going to be interesting. Some other things we're going to talk about, some world news, some of the interesting stories that have been going on. Also, we're going to talk about some of the things that have happened since Tuesday's election. Yesterday, of course, President Obama came out and spoke about what happened on Tuesday when the Republicans really had a huge victory overall as they took the House. Now, other things we're going to talk about, we're talking about sports. All right, so sports, obviously, basketball, football, baseball. Today, we're mainly going to talk about baseball and what's going to be happening with that. All right, other things that we're going to talk about, who knows? You never know with me. So anyway, let's get this thing started. We're going to start off with some world news. Interesting thing that I thought that happened just this last day, last couple days. First of all, in Spain, a 10-year-old girl has just given birth. What is that about? And the father is 13. Now, I wasn't quite so upset when I heard that the father was 13, because at least the father wasn't some sick, perverted old person, all right? But 10 years old, I just kept thinking about that. I mean, how can that just mess with your whole life from then on? I mean, having a child is a beautiful thing, don't get me wrong. Women go through a wonderful thing in pregnancy, and I know it's really hard on them. They get really moody. It's not good for the husband either, but I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful thing. Children are a blessing. They're a gift. But at 10, I mean, my only thought going through my head when I heard that was, this child better either A, be going up for adoption to try to find a stable household, or that the parents of this child are going to take the child in. But what a weird situation that would be. I mean, you're 10. And your child's born. When your child's 10, you're only 20. When your child is 10 and you can't have a drink yet. Obviously, this is Spain, so that's a little different. But over here, I mean, man, can you just imagine? 10. There are people that are 25, 26 years old here that can't handle the responsibility of a child or even go through pregnancy or childbirth, and yet this 10-year-old has had to endure it. It's just crazy. It baffles the mind. And how? One other big question I had, how did they do it? How did the 10-year-old give birth? I know how this all works, folks. I have a kid. So don't think that I don't know how babies are born, but I do have a question about that, because was it natural birth? And I haven't found anything online to tell me about that. So if you know, send me a message. Again, btdradio@yahoo.com or Twitter at btdradio. It's just, was it natural birth? I mean, can a 10-year-old have natural birth? I mean, maybe I'm just crazy, but you know, did they do a C-section? How did they do it? It's something interesting that I'd like to know, because if they chose one over the other, because obviously at age 10, you got to make a choice on something like that, you'd think, and why they went with one or the other. All right, the other one was in Oui, Paris, and in France, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I do know where Paris is. In Paris, some parents that deserve to be strangled left their 15-month-old baby with its 3-year-old sister. Let's see, honey, I really want to go to the movies tonight, but you know, we got the baby. That's right, we shouldn't even worry about it, we got a 3-year-old at home. Oh man, I totally forgot, man, how brain dead am I? So yeah, don't even worry about it. They left their kid with their 3-year-old daughter. Now, if you haven't heard this story, some of you can probably sense that something bad is going to happen. Now, yes, something bad did happen, but it could have been much worse. And what happened was they were up, I think, on the 3rd or 4th floor, something like that, and the baby fell out of the window, hit an awning, bounced off the awning and into the arms of a stranger walking by. How incredible is that? I mean, are you serious? This baby, the baby's guardian angel was in full force at that point. I mean, the angel probably, when that was over, needed a nap. I mean, that's just intense. That is intense. And I remember just being so shocked and outraged and just like calling for these parents to just be taken in the street and beaten for being so stupid. And then the sixth side of my brain started to kick in. And I just imagine, well, now that we know that the ending isn't bad, now that we know the baby didn't die, I think it's okay that I imagine the baby falling and bouncing off an awning into the arms of someone. That's something you see in a comedy, only not with a baby. You know, that's something you see when someone drops a cat out the window and the cat bounces off the awning and into someone's arms. This is a baby. So I found myself actually being able to laugh, and then I slapped myself in the face and went, "You're an idiot." Oh, but I mean, just crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So, all right. Also, on Tuesday, I hope everybody got out there to vote. It was a big day. A lot of change. A lot of change is happening. A lot of people think it's changed for the better. Some people think it's changed for the worse. I'm a little bit in between because I don't know. You know, a lot of people were so happy when Obama became president. Some people were really mad when Obama became president. I couldn't make a decision because he hadn't done anything yet. As of right now, I'm not a huge fan, but he still has 2 more years. Presidents get 4 years to do good. Now, on Tuesday, we had the vote, and on Wednesday, President Obama came out and gave his little speech about what Tuesday meant for the next 2 years. Now, if any of you listened to that speech, you have to be banging yourself with a hammer right now, because here is somebody who, during his campaign, was basically telling Republicans, you can show up to all our little meetings, and you can come and you can see what we do and you can see what we're trying to get at, but just stay in the back of the room. Don't get involved. Don't voice your opinion, because you're just going to get in the way. And what does he say yesterday? He comes out and he says, "My fellow Americans, it's time to work together. It's time to work together," which we should have been doing from day one. The problem in this country with politics is the fact that nobody wants to work together. Republicans on the far right, they think we're right. And far right is right. And then the Democrats on the far left, they think that they're right. But they're not, they're left. No. They both think they're correct. We'll put it that way. All right. And the two never even try to meet in the middle. And now Obama's saying that now is the time to come together and work together to bring this country back. Where was this 2 years ago? Why is it that when Democrats had control, it was all about keeping the Republicans out of it and not working together because they had all the solutions? Then Obama said something that I'll never forget. He said that the American people are not seeing the progress that's being made, and that's why they're upset. It's not that there is no progress being made, because according to Obama, there is progress being made. The problem is nobody is seeing it. My answer to that is, if no one sees it, how is it actually happening? It's like that old thing that you hear. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a noise? If progress is happening and no one actually sees it happening, is progress really taking place? I think that's a good question. Right? And people started questioning Obama when he was done with his little speech. And they were hammering him. I mean, they were going right at him with all these questions about his policies and whether he feels he's been a failure thus far. And he completely didn't answer the questions. He kept rehashing what he'd already said. And I was pulling my hair out. And I have no hair. All right? I had just shaved my head the day before, or my wife did. And I'll tell you what, I was pulling out the little bits of hair on top of my head. It was that frustrating. And I found myself finally saying, you know what? I've had enough of this guy. And I hope that this is the beginning of the end of the love fest with this guy. And I know over the last 2 years, the love fest has died out. But there's these huge supporters that think that this man can do no wrong. And every president does wrong. Every president. To me, right now, no president is any better than any other. People loved Clinton. Clinton was an adulterer. He did things in the White House that were just beyond gross. You had our last one, George W., who started a war that nobody wanted, who, in my opinion, is not the brightest of guys, and for the most part did as he was told, and didn't really step up to the plate and do what he thought was right. I think he did what everyone around him thought he should do. And now you have Obama that's doing what he wants without caring about the consequences, says whatever he wants, thinking that no one's going to look back and see that he said one thing and now he's saying another. It's just incredible. It's absolutely incredible what we're going through. All right, it's time now to lighten the mood up a little bit. I think we've gone through enough seriousness for the time being. And we are going to do right now a little thing called Weird Laws. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to, obviously, since I come from California, we're going to pick California first. All right, so these are weird laws from California. This is in California. A regulation in San Francisco makes it unlawful to use underwear to wipe off cars in a car wash. Now, that's really helpful. I mean, isn't it? I think that's a good law. I mean, without that law, you'd go into San Francisco, you'd go to a car wash, and as they're drying their car, they've got their poopy diaper and their poopy underwear. Makes sense to me. I don't see what the problem is. Now, in Baldwin Park, nobody is allowed to ride a bicycle in a swimming pool. Thank God somebody made that a law, because that's been a big problem. At least, and they should make it a law here, because seriously, I mean, riding a bike in a swimming pool, that's very dangerous. That's very dangerous. Somebody could get hurt. In Long Beach, it's illegal to curse on a mini golf course. Now, this is a hard one for me. I mean, you're up by a stroke. You're out there. You're on the 17th, because in the 18th, you just hit it into a thing and it lights up or not. But you're out there on the 17th, and then the person behind you hits it in one, and you then go on a six putting streak from the 17th, and you just can't sink it, and you take a six. How do you not curse? Anybody? Anyone? No? Okay. But that's a hard one, I think. I don't think that's right. In San Francisco, there is an ordinance. Boy, that was a hard word for me to say, wasn't it? There is an ordinance which bans the picking up and throwing of used confetti. Again, apparently San Francisco was having a problem with this, because apparently instead of cleaning it up, they were just picking it up and using it again. I mean, that's gross. Okay, in California, it is illegal to cry. I can't even read today either. It's illegal to cry on the witness stand in Los Angeles courts. Now, I've seen my share of court cases. Somebody always cries. Apparently, these people aren't in Los Angeles, because that's against the law. All right, it is illegal to set a mouse trap without a hunting license. Yes, you heard me right. Want to catch a mouse? Go get a license. Take that. That must have been a PETA law. All right, it's against... Oh, I'm going to catch hell for that one. It's against regulations to let phones ring more than 9 times in state offices. That is, I think that's the most boring law I've ever read. Okay. In Lafayette, there's a Lafayette, California? Boy, jeez. You are forbidden to spit on the ground within 5 feet of another person. My wife would love that law. I think she would make that law within 5 feet of wherever I go and wherever she goes. My wife hates it when I spit. And I like it because, you know, I don't like saliva. So, you know, I don't know. What else am I going to do with it? Swallow it? Please. All right. More than 3,000 sheep cannot be herded down Hollywood Boulevard at any time. 2,999, not a problem. You have 2,999 sheep, you just walk them right down Hollywood Boulevard. Because that's not a problem. It's 3,000. Once you hit that 3,000 mark, you're in trouble. All right, this is one of my favorites. No vehicle without a driver may exceed 60 miles per hour. Now just think about that. Just close your eyes. Picture it in your mind, if you will. A car driving at excess of 60 miles per hour without a driver. Yes, you heard me, ladies and gentlemen, without a driver. Now, actually, very interesting. When I was younger, one of the jobs that I had was I was actually a news reporter for a local television station here, and we actually had to go out and report on this high-speed chase that took place between the cops and a car driving at excess of 60 miles per hour without a driver. Go figure. I mean, what are the odds? And we have the footage. What are those odds? I have that right here. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a listen, and you can hear me in all my staticky glory, and then we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. I'm your newscaster, Jimmy Jackson. Right now, we're going to go live on the scene where apparently there is a high-speed chase currently underway between the OCPD and a vehicle apparently traveling at excess of 60 miles per hour without a driver. We go now to our on-scene reporter, Patrick Sims, for the story. Patrick, what does it look like out there?
This is incredible, Jimmy. I'll tell you what, I have never seen anything like this in my life. Traveling northbound right now on the 57 freeway, we have a white Honda Civic that apparently is going at excess of 60 miles per hour without a driver. Yes, you heard me correctly, without a driver. A high-speed chase is currently underway. Police are trying to clear the freeway as this car is showing no sign of slowing down, and it is not even paying attention to any of the cars or people around it. It is just going straight forward. As you know, without a driver, it can be very difficult to make left or right turns, to swerve in and out of traffic, and to even stop. Some would probably say, too, that it would be very hard for the car to even be traveling at this speed. However, three police officers right now are in pursuit in their vehicles, as well as a tow truck. The problem that I see coming up here... Oh, man. Oh, that was very close. The car almost came right within seconds of slamming into the back of a pickup truck before it finally got out of the way. This car, the problem, as you know, like I said, you can't make left, you can't make right turns. So when it gets far enough north, unfortunately, this car is going to have to choose whether it's going to get on the 210 going east or the 210 going west. Obviously, without a driver, it's going to be difficult to know if the car is actually going to be able to make a choice or not. But we're going to stay with it this whole time. There are now five cop cars that are now following this vehicle, and I beg to ask the question of how did this all begin? I mean, how did the car start up on its own and start accelerating to 61 miles per hour without getting pulled over? It just boggles the mind, ladies and gentlemen, and I have to tell you, it is a scary sight out here. I mean, I don't think I've ever been this scared as a reporter, and especially when you're just running along the freeway watching the action. But ladies and gentlemen, they are going to apparently throw a strip across the freeway, one of those spike strips, so that when the car runs over it, it will stop or at least slow down. And oh my goodness, the car has gone right through the strip and it is continuing to go. The car is driving without tires. Luckily for the car, it is now traveling below 61 miles per hour, actually below 60 miles per hour now, which is perfectly legal. The cops now are just trying to get it to pull over. Apparently, the car is still refusing to pull over. I just don't know what this car is thinking, Jim, but the car is still going straight ahead. It appears as though, oh, we have a police officer. He is risking his life, ladies and gentlemen. He has thrown his car in front of the moving vehicle, and the car has refused to stop. Folks, Oh, the violence of this, ladies and gentlemen. The car has just slammed into the side, going at a total about 25 miles per hour, I'd say. It is just amazing to watch, ladies and gentlemen. But the car has now come to a complete stop. The police have their guns drawn. It's a very tense situation. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be that car, I tell you that much right now. And apparently the tow truck has moved in front of it. It is now backing up. I guess this would be the equivalent of putting these suspects into the handcuffs and putting them into the back of the squad car. The tow truck now lifting the car up, and it appears as though this, thankfully, ladies and gentlemen, has come to an end. Jimmy, this has just been an amazing situation. Back to you in the studio.
Was that not just like the dumbest thing that you've ever heard? That was my first skit. All right. Now, I got nobody to play off of here. I got to just do it myself. And basically, I didn't write it. I just like winged it about, 10 minutes ago. And I just added that stupid little filter to it. That was about the best I could do. So hopefully it was okay for my first time. All right. Hopefully it was okay. We're going to continue on with some of the weird laws here real quick. In Pasadena, it's illegal for a secretary to be alone in a room with her boss. I find this to be offensive and a little bit sexist. And I'll tell you why. Okay. I don't have a problem with it the way it's written here, that it is illegal for a secretary to be alone in a room with her boss. A lot of things happen. It gets a lot of people into trouble. What I don't like is that Pasadena is stereotyping secretaries as females. Yeah. Yeah. You heard me. That's a problem. All right. San Francisco prohibits elephants from strolling down Market Street unless they're on a leash. Thank God. I am sick and tired of these elephants just running wild. What is wrong with San Francisco? And don't answer that question. Elephants on a leash. Even if the elephant was on a leash, what are you going to do? If the elephant starts running wild, you're going to be gonna snap the leash. Hey! Hey! Hey, get back here! Where do you think you're going? Stupid elephant. What are you going to do? Hey, what do you know? Another San Francisco. It's illegal to play poker in public or gamble in a barricaded room. Make up your minds, people. Make them up. Some community leaders passed an ordinance that makes it illegal for anyone to try to stop a child from playfully jumping over puddles. Please. Please. Hey, stop that, sir. You're under arrest. Oh, jeez. Temecula. I've been there. Ducks have the right of way to cross Rancho California Street at all times. You hit a duck, you're in trouble, mister. Now, women in California may not wear a house coat while driving. Thank you. Women, would you please put on something provocative while you're driving? Leave the house coats alone. Leave them at home. You know what I meant. All right, so that's it. That's it for now for the weird laws, but that's California for you. Oh, jeez. All right. Moving on to sports. Obviously, the World Series is now over. It's been over now for a few days. The San Francisco Giants, congratulations to them and the city of San Francisco and all their elephants running wild throughout the streets for winning the World Series and beating the Texas Rangers in 5 games. That is not what I thought was going to happen. I'll tell you what, I called the Rangers actually winning the World Series when the playoffs began. I thought they were going to get by Tampa Bay. I felt New York was going to get by Minnesota. Texas was going to get by New York. And then they were going to go through whoever was in their way in the World Series. I thought Cliff Lee, there's no way that this guy's not going to come through again. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, was I wrong. He gets beat twice. Not once, but twice. And he's still obviously going to be the biggest free agent pitcher on the market. Most people are claiming the Yankees are going to get him. Here's my hope, honestly, even though I'm a big fan of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, that the Rangers keep him. Seriously, I want the Rangers to keep him because I'm tired of these players that just pack up and go to the highest bidder. Now, on the other hand, there's a part of me that wants the Yankees to get him because he's only had one good regular season. Other than that, he's been kind of a middle-of-the-road pitcher for the most part. But if the Yankees get him, they still have to sign Jeter. They still got to sign Posada. They've got a lot of work to do, which leaves the door open for my Angels to go out there and get Carl Crawford. If both Lee and Crawford wind up in New York, I may boycott anything that is New York. Seriously. Because it's ridiculous. Why do you keep... Everyone else is working and really working hard to try to get to the World Series by building young stars as well as putting in veterans and making a good team. What are the Yankees doing? They're buying their way to the World Series every year. And guess what? Thank God it's not working. It's only worked once. Yeah. 21st century Yankees... One. That's all you get. That's all you get. I love seeing that team crumble. You like the Yankees? I'm sorry. I like watching Boston crumble too because they go way out of their way to spend a bunch of money. I'm sure there's people that are thinking that way about the Angels too. The Angels are spending way more than they ever have, but they're definitely not on the level of a Yankees or Boston Red Sox. So yeah. You know what? I'm going to take some pride in watching a team like the Yankees spend more money than they ever should and get shot in the face in the playoffs, just like the Rangers did to them. If you're a fan of baseball, you got to love it. But yeah, that's that. In the theaters this past weekend, Saw 3D took over. And Paranormal Activity 2 still going strong. My parents, my mom and stepdad went to go see that, and they loved it. And so far, everyone sees it and comes back and says, "Don't let anyone tell you about it." Okay, if anyone starts to tell you about any part of that movie, you just shush them up. Okay, will do. And then I can just go on Wikipedia and read about everything, you know. But Saw 3D. I mean, there's so much stuff that's coming out and that is out and was out that I can't go see. And it's frustrating. And let me tell you a little bit about me and why I can't. It's not that I'm broke, but that's part of it. The main thing is that I am working two jobs. I basically work just about 7 days a week. Anytime I do have off is during the week, and I'm here at home in Corona. Otherwise, I'm at work. And on the weekends, which is generally the time that you want to get out, maybe go have dinner with your wife and your kid, go see a movie. If you have your kid, you go see a family movie. If you don't have them, you go to see either a dramatic movie, an action-packed, blood-filled, soaked movie, or you go see a horror flick like Paranormal Activity 2, Saw 3D, whatever it is, and you go do it. Well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, can't do it. I work late. Yeah, I work both my jobs on Friday. So I work basically from 7 o'clock in the morning till 1 a.m. the next day. And then I got to get up, work for 12 hours from midnight to or noon to midnight the next day. And then on Sunday, I got to get up, do it again. And then I go back to work on Monday. Good times, people. Good times. But the good part about it is I'm very proud of myself for doing that. I'm proud of my wife. She's working full time now. And because we're able to take care of ourselves. You know, we're able to pay bills. We're able to take care of all this stuff. My goal in life, let me tell you right now, people, and I'm going to be really straightforward. I'm going to be honest with you. My goal right now is to do something with this, to actually be able to get on the air. Now, obviously, if I'm on the air, I can only talk for a certain amount of time, and then, bam, you got to cut, go to commercial. Here, I'm just talking away. I didn't really set this up. I just kind of, you know, winged my way through it just to see how I could do it, see if it was any good. And but I desperately want to be on the radio because I think I could do well. I think I could have a good, highly rated show. I think I could make good money in radio, and I think that then I could be with my family more. And that to me is key. You know, a lot of people, life's about just making money. It's about just acquiring things. You know what? I've been through that part of my life. I have. I've never made a ton of money, but I've always made enough to get the things I wanted. Then I got married. Priorities changed. I had a kid. Priorities definitely changed. It's not about getting what you want anymore. You can always have that thought in the back of your mind. You know, there's nothing wrong with that of just thinking, you know what, man, what I wouldn't give to have that new 2011 Camaro sitting in my driveway. Man, what I wouldn't give for a brand new 70-inch 3D high-definition television. Man, what I wouldn't give for a new PlayStation 3 with those stupid-looking remotes. We have a Wii, and I love the Wii. It was the cheapest one. But it was fun. But at least the controllers for that thing don't look so stupid with that little ball on top. Anyway, I digress. You know, yeah, there's a lot of things I want in life. Some of them I'll get, some of them I won't. But if I am going to get them, they're going to come in time. It's going to come after a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, but the dedication is to my family, to my wife, to my kid, to making sure that they have what they need before me. You know? Groceries, mortgage, lot space, car insurance, cell phone bills. That stuff comes before a new TV, a new car. Now, once maybe the car is a little pushing it if your car is a piece of crap, but still, you know, you do what you need to do to make life as wonderful as possible for your kid and then for yourself. That's my life now. And one of the best ways to make my kid's life great is to be a part of it. And right now, I miss being a part of it. I get to see him a couple hours every night, which I know is better than nothing. But I don't get to see him at all on the weekends. I missed Halloween. I got to go to 3 houses. All right. I'm going to miss most of Christmas. And it's going to be hard. But The great part about it is I'm doing it for him. And maybe in the long run, he'll know that. He won't hold it against me. I'd say, Dad, why were you such a screw-up and didn't just finish college like everybody else? And then I would have pointed at a bunch of people who didn't finish college and say, you can't say everybody else. All right. So that's it for now, folks. Remember, join my Facebook page at btdradio at yahoo.com. That's my email. You can use the email to search for my Facebook page. You'll see my name, Patrick Sims, and a little on-air picture. My screen name there is btdradio. And you can also follow me on Twitter at btdradio. So now here's a fun little thing for you guys to do. If you get a chance, send me an email, send me a tweet, and let me ask me any questions. Any questions that are on your mind, I don't care what they are, just ask them. Because I love answering questions. All right, you have a question, you ask it. Next time I come on here and do another podcast, I will make sure to answer your questions. Also, on the next podcast, we're going to continue with the weird laws. We're going to go deeper into some sports. We're also going to be talking some WWE, maybe some TNA, but probably not. And I've got some questions for you. That's right, I'm going to have some trivia for you. And if you guys can email me back the correct answers to the questions, then you, my friends, are going to win something cool. At least cool from a standpoint of getting something cool from someone who doesn't have a whole lot of money. Anyway, folks, we will see you next time on the Behind the Dish Radio podcast. And remember, everybody, be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.